Not stay much longer. Got a load of paperwork needs catching up on. I will, however, make a start on the washing up.
Oh, don't you dare. I didn't invite you to lunch so you'd work for me. I'll do it in a minute.
Fair enough. But if that's the case, then you'll have to let me pay you back by saying yes, won't you?
Oh, Alistair.
Come on. You, me and Daniel in the family room at the Bull tonight, OK?
Look, I've told you, I have to be up early in the morning.
Who said anything about staying up late?
And then I've got to drive Auntie Chris to a stables on the other side of Felpersham to see their rubber flooring. I want to persuade her to use the same stuff.
Mm-hmm. And your point is?
She's going to need some persuading. She can be quite set in her ways sometimes.
Shula.
All right, it's an excuse.
Look, I can understand you don't want to face people right now.
Well, would you if they were all talking about you?
They are all talking about me.
Yes, but you're not the villain of the piece. I am.
All right, let's say that's true. Shula, you're a horsewoman. What's the first thing you do if you fall off?
Oh, Alistair, you can't make an analogy.
The first thing you do if you fall off?
You get back in the saddle.
Exactly. Now, on Friday, you suffered a pretty humiliating experience.
Oh, don't remind me.
And yesterday we stayed in because you needed to lick your metaphorical wounds. But now you need to get out there. The longer you leave it, the harder it'll be. So I'm not taking no for an answer.
But Alistair...
I'll call about six.
Oh. Six it is, then.
That's the spirit. In the meantime, I'd better get...
Oh, it's open.
Hiya. Oh. Hello, Alistair.
Hello, David.
Not interrupting anything, am I?
No, of course not.
I was just on my way out, actually. I'll see you at six then, Shula, OK?
Right. Alistair.
Hmm?
Thanks.
Yeah. See you. Bye, David.
Bye, Alistair.
Do you want a coffee or something?
No. No, that's fine.
All right. What?
Nothing. Just taking the scene in, that's all.
What scene?
You and Alistair. It's all back on then, is it?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, forgive me, but you two look pretty okay just there.
We did. We are.
Oh. And I got the distinct impression last week from Alistair.
David, do you mind if we don't go into all this right now? I'd like to spend just 5 minutes today without analysing everything.
Yeah, of course. Look, the reason I came round was, Ruth and I wondered if you and Daniel fancy coming over to tea this evening. Although, do I gather you've now got a prior engagement?
Yes, Alistair wants to take us to the Bull for a meal.
Oh, that's,
Yes.
Well, look, you two are going to want to talk about things. Why don't we babysit Daniel?
Oh, hello, love. Betty not in, then?
No. She did mention something about going out this afternoon. Should have remembered. Oh, Eric looks happy to be back, then.
Hold that against the post for us, would you?
Oh, yeah, sure.
He's got his several girlfriends next door, that's why.
All's fair in love and war, eh?
Well, I wish you'd thought of that on Friday.
That was uncalled for.
Yeah, perhaps it was a bit. I apologise.
I did say I was sorry.
Yeah, to me. Not to the person who needs to hear it, Susan. There.
Anyone would think I said it deliberately.
Shula's not going to know whether you said it deliberately or not, is she? All she knows is that someone she thought was a friend bad-mouthed her in public about her private life.
It just sort of came out.
Yeah, I'd say it did. That should hold.
Just came out when I was defending your honour, as it happens.
Yeah, I know.
You making loaded comments all weekend doesn't help matters.
If you'd gone to church this morning, you wouldn't have heard any of my loaded comments, would you?
I couldn't go, could I?
Because you couldn't face Shula, I know.
Well, it's embarrassing.
Shula's been a good friend to you, Susan. To both of us. And you're going to have to face her sometime. Embarrassing or not.
Oh, yeah.
So, you going to Evensong tonight?
No. I thought I'd give it a miss, actually.
For the same reason, just in case Shula's there.
Oh, look, don't go on at me, Neil. I've admitted I did wrong. I'll tell her I'm sorry when... when there's a bit more water under the bridge, OK?
All right.
I feel bad enough as it is.
OK. I didn't mean to nag you. I'm sorry.
Don't you apologise. It's just my guilty conscience talking.
No, you're right. I have been a bit hard. Look, I was thinking of going down the Bull for a drink this evening. Why don't you come too? Do us good to get out for a bit.
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
Kathy?
Yeah?
Can he come over here a second?
Well, I'm quite busy, actually.
Yeah, just for a second. Want a quick word?
Oh, what is it?
Did I just see you? I think I saw. In the restaurant.
Well, I don't know, Sid. Who did you think you just saw?
Shula and Alistair. Having a meal together.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Oh, blimey. That's a turn up for the books. Do you think it's all back on between them, then?
I don't know. Looks like it. Why are you so surprised?
Why am I so... After what's happened with Richard Locke, come on, Kathy.
What?
Well, don't you think Alistair's been a bit... you know, a bit of a glutton for punishment? I mean, if it was me, I'd run a mile.
Oh, you would you?
Yeah. Once bitten, twice shy.
So, you think if someone makes a mistake, an out-of-character mistake, they shouldn't be forgiven for it?
That depends what the mistake is, obviously.
Oh, does it really?
Oh, hang on. We are still talking about Sheila and Alistair, aren't we?
I just think it's strange that you say Alistair shouldn't forgive Sheila when in a pretty similar situation, it's exactly what you did yourself.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I've forgotten about that. Or, I'd made myself forget.
I haven't. Or how glad I am you were able to forgive. Anyway, I better get back to the restaurant. I'll see you later.
Yeah. See you later.
Evening, Sid. Sid?
Huh? Oh, hello, Neil. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Sid.
Sorry, did we interrupt a daydream or something?
No. Just counting me blessings, Neil, actually. what can I get you? Pint of shires?
For me, please. Susan?
Oh, just a tonic water for me.
Right, jar ice.
Please.
Busy in here, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Not that I'm complaining, mind. The restaurant's not too full, though.
Oh, dear.
Only a few couples in. And, of course, one of them could be classed as local celebrities, considering the gossip that's been doing the rounds this last week. There you go, Susan.
Thanks.
Not with you, Sid. What local celebrities?
Shula and Alistair, no less.
What? You mean together?
Yep.
Ah, how about that, then? You fancy going to have a word then, love?
What?
With Shula. You did want to speak to her, didn't you? Oh,
yeah, not now, though, eh? I mean, if she's out with Alistair, well, she won't want me. Look, I'll just grab us a table, shall I?
Yeah, all right.
See you in a bit.
Yeah, that wouldn't have anything to do with Friday's little episode at the cricket EGM, would it? There you are.
Thanks. You heard about that, did you?
Yes. No, I don't expect there's a soul in the village who hasn't heard something by now.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, Susan's going to apologise to Shula, if she can summon up the courage.
I tell you what, though, nobody's told me what's happening to the cricket team. I mean, is there going to be a merger or not?
Oh, well, it's been decided that we put the matter to the vote at the AGM.
So, I was talking to Bert, and he's really annoyed about the idea we might lose the team.
Is he?
He actually wants to start up a campaign, you know, make an organised effort to save it. And he's not on his own.
No. I might end up joining it myself.
Come on, it's okay.
What is?
Shula, you keep looking around like a frightened rabbit.
Do I?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe coming here was a bad idea.
No, it wasn't. Back in the saddle, remember?
It just feels as though everyone's staring at me.
Well, what if they are? Do you think they'll all be staring at you tomorrow or the day after that?
Probably not.
You know they won't, because they'll have found someone or something else to gawp at or chatter inanely about.
Oh, come on, Alistair. Some of these people are still my friends. I hope.
You still respect them and like them, in spite of all that's happened?
Of course I do.
Then good for you, because that means they'll still have the same respect and liking for you. Promise.
What do you do when you're not dragging people's battered egos out of the gutter?
I unwind, hold up banks, that sort of thing. And she's laughing. Now we're cooking on gas.
I don't deserve you.
No. But it looks like you got me anyway.
I really do appreciate this, Alistair. It wasn't just that everybody knew about what happened that hurt. It was, well, the fact that they'd judge me without knowing what was going on from the inside.
Shula.
Don't get me wrong. I don't want to try and justify anything. At least of all to you. Well, it's just the thought that wherever you go, someone's making an uninformed opinion about you.
Everything all right? Your meal's okay?
Yes, lovely.
Yes, thanks, Kathy.
Would you like some coffee?
Oh, please. Shula?
Oh, yes, please.
Right, that's two coffees then. It won't be a minute.
Thanks. Something the matter, Kathy?
Look, I hope you don't mind my saying this, but it's really lovely to have you two in here together. Well, that's all.
Thank you, Kathy.
Yes, thanks, Kathy.
There, I've said it now. I'm sorry if I'm being a bit embarrassing, but it really is good to see you both.
Not at all.
It's much appreciated, Kathy. Really.
Right. Well, I'll go and get your coffees. It won't be long.
Thanks. There you go. One person who hasn't judged you too harshly.
Yes, I suppose so. Alistair, you know when David came round today?
Oh, yes. What did he have to say for himself?
He asked me... He asked if you and I were, you know, together again.
I see. And what did you tell him?
I...
Come on, Shula.
I said I didn't know what was happening.
Ah.
But now with us both here and after this evening...
Here. Give me a hand. What I hope you're going to do, Shula Hebden, when you next see David, or anyone for that matter, and they ask if we're together again, well, I hope you're going to give them an unequivocal yes.
Oh, yes, Alistair. Yes, I am.